We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
And here at the American Freedom Network, and you know, there are a lot of things going on today that just don't make sense. Why does America have all those troops over in Afghanistan and 100,000 contractors and certainly financing the 350,000 Afghan troops and policemen? And there are only 50 members of Al-Qaeda in all of Afghanistan. And if you doubt that, go to the internet and type in Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. That's Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. And you'll find that's true. 50 members of Al-Qaeda. We have, we're financing about 600,000 people there to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Does that really make sense? Well, you cannot understand anything going on today unless you understand we're living in prophetic times. And certainly we live in a material world, but there is an invisible world out there. There is a, certainly we live in a subjective world, but there is this other world, the supernatural world out there. And you cannot understand anything going on today unless you understand that we are seeing the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. And with us this morning to discuss this final countdown towards God's plan for the ages, our good friend, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, you pick up the story and go from there.
Well, you know, you talk about, there's another world out there. And, unfortunately, it's not only real. It's real whether people want to believe it or not. And I think the enemy's done a good job, Dr. Monteith, of getting us to even just doubt his existence, that there really is a cosmic spiritual agenda against God, and they're trying to keep people in the dark, and it's real. Before I God had mercy on me and I became a Christian, I was involved in that stuff. I was involved in the occult and the New Age, and I've seen the actual black apparitions, the demonic apparitions. I didn't know what they were at the time. I had no clue what I was messing with. I seen them with my own eyes, and evil is real. These things are not make-believe. They're real, and there really is an agenda. They have a seeding, dripping hatred towards God, certainly towards Jesus Christ, and to the Scripture, the Bible, and they don't want you to get in there. The last thing they want you to do is get in there. Number one, so you can know how you can have a relationship with God and be headed to heaven and not hell. But number two, the Bible clearly tells us what's going to happen in the last days, and specifically spoils and the plans, if you will, for the Antichrist kingdom. In minute detail, the Bible tells us what the Antichrist is going to be doing in the last days with his push for what we see right now, for a one-world religion, a one-world government, a one-world economy, this mark of the beast thing, and all that stuff that's going on today. God tells us what's going to happen. So he's trying to keep that covered up. He doesn't want you to understand any of that stuff. This stuff is real. And you know, people say, well, if I can't see it, I don't believe it. Well, if you think about that logically, it's kind of ludicrous because right now, you're in a car, wherever you are, in your office or on the internet, whatever, you're listening to this radio broadcast. I don't know about you, but I've never in my life seen with my eyes radio waves. Okay? Now, but yet we know they're real because you're listening to it right now, this broadcast that's being produced by radio waves. We watch television. We don't see the television signal. We don't see the beam coming in from the satellite or whatever, but it's nonetheless real. And that's what the Bible talks about, the spirit realm, certainly the spirit of God. Jesus says it's like the wind. You don't see the wind. You see the effects of the wind, but you don't see the wind. And so it is with the spirit of God and the spiritual things. Just because you can't see something does not mean that it's not real. And there's another world out there. But that's the good news. God gives us a heads up. He lets us know all this crazy stuff that doesn't make sense. Why are these people doing it? Why are these governments doing it? Why is our government doing what they're doing? And why does it keep getting worse? Well, the Bible tells us this is exactly what's going to happen in the last days. God's being merciful to us. He's letting us know that there is an enemy out there. He is against you. He's working against you. He's trying to lead mankind into the greatest time of slavery this world has ever seen. It's called the Antichrist Kingdom. And so God, out of love, in the Bible, gives us heads up. We know what's going to happen. It's right there. And he tells us also when it's getting close and when the seven-year tribulation is going to happen on the planet. And you know, and so he does it in different ways. And that our study we provide, it's called the Final Countdown. We do that with 10 different signs. There's more. We just deal with 10 of them. The Jewish people, modern technology, worldwide upheaval, the rise of falsehood and wickedness and apostasy. And again, the proof that there's a push for a one-world religion, a government, one-world government, economy, and the mark of the beast. And so what we're talking about today, though, is back on the issue of the worldwide upheaval. Jesus clearly said, how do you know it's getting close? How do you know when the Antichrist is getting ready to appear on the scene? On the beginning of the seven-year tribulation. Well, you're going to see an increase of earthquakes, he said. He said you're going to see an increase of famines, and these are on a global scale. He said you're going to see an increase of pestilence or diseases, and boy, that's happening today. An increase in of wars and rumors of wars and nations rising against nation and kingdom against kingdoms, and that's exactly what's going on today. It's in the news every day. And but another one he talks about, he says you better pay attention to the sky. And that's what Jesus said in Luke 21. How do you know it's getting close? His disciples come up to him and said, Teacher, when will these things happen? And what's going to be the sign that they're about to take place? And Jesus said, Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There's going to be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from the heaven. And so Jesus clearly tells us, here's another indicator, how we don't know the day nor the hour, but here's a sign it is getting close. Okay, you're going to start to see an increase of these weird things, these, dare I say, even, as he said, fearful things going on in the sky or the atmosphere. And so that's the question, you know, do we see any signs of that? Do we see any weird signs, kind of freaky signs of things going on in our atmosphere, showing us that the return of Christ is imminent? Yes, we do. And the first one that we see, folks, is the rise of solar activity. And we know that has to take place because the Bible clearly says that in the last days, during the seven-year tribulation, the sun, believe it or not, is going to get cranked up. So hot, it's actually going to sear people with intense heat. Revelation 16 mentions that. It says, Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, Go pour out the seven bowls of God's wrath on the earth. And the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun. And the sun was given power to scorch people with fire. They were seared by intense heat, and they cursed the name of God who had control over these plagues, but they refused to repent and glorify him. And so what we see is, and this, the timing of this is during the last part of the seven-year tribulation, the sun is going to get turned up so high, okay, it says it right there, the people are going to get seared across the planet. It's a global, it's not just a portion of the world, across the planet. It's a global event. And so that's the question. Do we see any signs that something weird, something fearful is going on with the sun, that the sun is getting hotter, it's getting turned up, so to speak? Yes, we do. And this is what's amazing, Dr. Monteith, is just all this stuff is going on. It's there in the media, and but people don't get the significance of it.
Hold that thought, Pastor Billy. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment right here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase a medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, Dr. Dan here. We started this morning's discussion with the supposition that there is another world out there. We live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. We live in a subjective world, but there is a spiritual world. We live in a tangible world. We can touch things, but there's an intangible world. We live in a visible world, but there's an invisible world. And until you understand that we're involved in a spiritual world, there's a spiritual battle taking place for the souls of men, you can't understand anything that's going on today. So with that as background, Pastor Billy, you pick up the story.
Well, and that's also why, Dr. Monteith, is going to get worse. It's going to get much worse, and it's going to get much darker. And the Bible, and you know, just a whole other sign, this is kind of off topic a little bit, but the whole sign that the Bible says, how do you know it's getting close to the last days, is there's going to be a massive rise of wickedness, folks. We ain't seen nothing yet. And that's currently what I'm dealing with in the pulpit on Sundays. And, you know, we explore how in the world are things getting so bad. Well, believe it or not, as bad as it is, it's going to get worse. And that's because we've allowed the introduction into our world with humanism and atheism and selfism. And then it just continues to get darker and darker from that point. We've gone into hedonism. We've gone into relativism. And now it's going to take the final stage, and that's where we're just about really to explode on the scene. It's already happening, and that's the full-blown rise of Satanism and witchcraft and things of that nature. And we know that's coming in the pike because the Bible talks about that in the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation says that in the last days, during the seven-year tribulation, the planet's going to get so stinking evil that it says there clearly in the text that people would not stop worshiping, not just idols, but they would not stop worshiping demons. And think about that, folks. I mean, here we are. We're sitting there at the point where it's like, well, if I can't see it, you know, it can't be real. That's not true, folks. This stuff, I've seen with my own eyes. I've got so many testimonies. People, it's real. I get phone calls from people, even Christians, that are being demonically attacked and things are going on. I could tell you all kinds of stories. This stuff is not make-believe. It is real. There's an enemy out there. There's an invisible war going on, but it's nonetheless real. And but the Bible says it's going to get so stinking wicked that, hey, listen, one of these days, where you can mock and scoff all you want, but the scales are coming off. The planet is going to be crawling with demons. And then it's not just going to be crawling with demons. People are going to be, it says in the text, they're going to worship demons. That's how evil of a society that we are headed for. They're going to be practicing witchcraft, sorcery. The text also says there, it's the Greek word pharmakeia, which also means with the drugs, like we get the word pharmacy from. And gee, is that a problem today with drug usage? And then if you know anything with drug usage, you think you're having an entertainment time, you think you're going on a trip and just kind of relaxing, chilling out. No, you're not. When you're involved in taking drugs, folks, and the occult knows this, and I've been there, done that, unfortunately, and bought the T-shirt, which I didn't. And you're not, it's not just a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. And when you ingest all kinds of drugs and psychotropic drugs and just in drugs, period, it's one of the methodologies that the occult uses to open up these spiritual doors that you do not want to mess with. And, man, you invite some serious demonic activity going on. That all is going to happen in the last days. It's happening right now. It's going to get worse. You don't want to be there. This is real. So, again, that's why God gives us a heads up. He gives us, out of love, I truly believe, because he doesn't have to, out of love, he gives us so many signs so let us know it's getting close, and you can have an opportunity to be forgiven through Jesus Christ, have a relationship with him, and enjoy that instead of being thrust into this time frame, which Jesus says can be the worst time in mankind's history. And what we're talking about is just one of the multitude of signs that Jesus talks about. How do you know it's getting close? Is the rise of solar activity. Revelation 16 talks about that, that the sun's going to get cranked up so hot that people across the planet, as an act of judgment from God during the seven-year tribulation, are going to get scorched with fire from the sun. It clearly says it right there. And so that's the question. Do we see any signs of that? Yes, we do. And this is what's amazing. This is being reported on the news, but if you don't understand the Bible, which, of course, the invisible enemy is trying to get you to scoff at and mock at so you won't pick it up and find out, it'll just go in one ear out the other. But, man, if you understand what the Bible says, as soon as you hear these broadcasts of people talking about what in the world's going on with the sun, something is freaking out. It's getting ready to do something horrible. That should catch your attention. You go, whoa, wait a second. The Bible talks about that in the last days. Yeah, we're getting close. And we provide this. We don't just quote stuff on our study. We show you the actual interviews with the actual scientists. It's on video. We're not making this stuff up. But anyways, let me read to you what some of these scientists are saying right now is going on with the sun. There's been massive mega solar flares on the sun. There's huge, massive sunspots. Listen to this, a solar tornado on the sun's surface that was 125,000 miles high. Not feet, miles. 125,000 miles. Now, to give you an idea of how big, that's a solar tornado going off on the sun's surface. That's half the distance, approximately, between the Earth and the moon. That's how big. Can you imagine a solar tornado half the distance between the Earth and Moon? I mean, that's going on the sun. Okay, there's stuff like that. Okay, and there's all kinds of, there's been solar storms going off, and experts are saying, folks, they're getting ready to hit the Earth. Again, the Bible said it's going to happen. Okay, and they said, and this is a quote from the experts, quote, it's going to hit the Earth, and it's going to hit the Earth with a force of 100 million, 100 million hydrogen bombs. They say clearly something weird is going on with the sun, and they're saying it's not looking good, and it's going to mess up the planet. And we share with you an actual interview, and interviewing the scientist, and he says, well, should we be worried about this increasing stuff that we see with the solar activity? And the expert guy says, yeah. He said, we had a wake-up call just 2 weeks ago. We had the giant auroras, the northern lights, as far as Michigan and Wisconsin. He said, that's just a warm-up. He said it's a warm-up for 2012-2013. When we have the sun's spot cycle, every 11 years, he said the North Pole and the South Pole flip, releasing a burst of radiation. But every 100 years or so, a monster tsunami from the sun emerges, which could literally cause trillions of dollars in property damage and paralyze the economy of the Earth. And so the guy says, well, but we don't have to worry about that from a physical perspective, do we? He says, yes, we do. He said, in 1859, we had a gigantic solar storm, which knocked out telegraph wires back then, 150 years ago. He said, now, if that were to happen today, he said, it would knock out almost all our satellites. It would knock out our power stations. There would be food riots around the country because refrigeration would stop. Airplanes would probably crash out of the sky because they don't have a radar anymore. He said, it would paralyze the planet Earth. Okay? Gee, folks, and that's the experts. Sounds to me like the sun's getting ready to do something pretty horrible, and gee whiz, that's precisely what Jesus said. You better pay attention. There's going to be some fearful events and great signs from the heaven. You better pay attention because these are all signs. When you start to see these things crank up, like we're seeing right now as you're listening to this broadcast, it's getting close. Okay? The second sign that the Bible talks about, remember Jesus, he said, you know, it's not just famines and earthquakes and pestilences in various places and wars and rumors of wars. He says fearful events and great signs in the heavens or the atmosphere. And the Bible tells there's another event that's going to happen in the atmosphere. It's not just solar activity. The sun's going to get cranked up. The Bible says an asteroid is going to smash into the Earth, and it's going to cause absolutely unbelievable damage. Okay, and it, you're not going to see the Hollywood version on this one, folks. You know, at the last minute, you know, Armageddon and Bruce Willis, they were able to save the day. Once again, humanism, the human spirit can triumph and save ourselves. No. Try as you might, you can launch whatever you want from NASA and all these nuclear weaponry as they want to have on Hollywood. It'll blow it up. We can blow it up in time. No, you're not going to. The Bible said one of them's coming through, and listen to what it does to the planet. Revelation chapter 8 says, "And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. The second angel sounded his trumpet, and something like a huge mountain," that's how big this asteroid is, "all ablaze was thrown into the sea." And what happened? A third of the sea turned into blood, a third of the living creatures in the sea died. Now listen, folks, the sea. What is the sea? It's about 75% of the Earth's surface. One third of 75% of the Earth's surface, all the animals, the sea creatures, they're dead. They're dead. That's how big this thing is. And then it says, and a third of the ships were destroyed. Of course they're going to be destroyed, because can you imagine the size of the tsunami that's going to be created by this massive asteroid smashing the Earth? And by the way, folks, you got to keep in mind, this isn't just, wow, that's going to be a terrible time. Somewhere, sometime during the seven-year tribulation, there's going to be a giant asteroid smashing to the Earth. That's just one little event of a multitude of events, of judgments from God. The sun's going to get scorched up. There's all kinds of things that's going to happen. One-fourth of the Earth is going to get annihilated. Another one-third is going to get annihilated. One-third of the Earth is going to get burned up. One-third of the trees are going to get burned up. All the grass gets burned up. As we see here, one-third of the living creatures in the sea died. And then pretty soon you're going to see everything die as it gets worse and progressively worse at the end. You're going to see it's just horrible. You're going to have no more. The sun gets scorched up, and then you can't. There's no fresh water left on the planet. It's going to be a horrible time. This is just one little event. I mean, just this one event, you would think, would get people's attention if an asteroid smashed into the Earth and did the damage I just mentioned. Folks, that's just one little piece. One little piece, one little judgment of one little day during the seven-year tribulation. You don't want to be there. And again, this is why God gives us so many heads up, so we can get prepared. So, anyway, so that's the issue. Okay, well, looks like this an asteroid is going to impact the Earth. We're not going to stop it. This one's coming through, and it's going to devastate the planet. And so that's the issue. Do we see any signs of being under any threat of any asteroid possibly striking the planet anytime soon? Yes. And, folks, we've had many warnings for many years. And it's just people talk about that. Oh, yeah, that was a close call. We had this giant asteroid that, and it's just like, oh, yeah, whoop-de-doo-dah. You need to understand, folks, one of these asteroids, and it might be even one that they're tracking, okay, is going to smash into the planet, okay? And listen to what the experts are saying. They're saying, quote, it's not a matter of if. Even they know, and maybe they read the Bible, but maybe not, but they are admitting it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, but when we get struck by an asteroid. And they said the damage would be absolutely inconceivable. And let me quote one of the guys that we share. He says, if a space rock were to hit the Earth, okay, an asteroid, he said the damage would be devastating. The amount of destruction would depend if it hit on land or in the ocean. Now, our text says it's going to hit the ocean, which dare say is going to cause even greater damage. But anyway, but regardless, they say, of the impact location, the loss of human, animal, and plant life on a grand scale would take place, particularly if it impacted a population area. Quote, the shock waves from that would create huge tsunami waves, destroying both coastlines and inland areas, quote unquote. Not to mention that if it's going to destroy the coastlines, hey, what do they have parked out on the coastlines? Ships. Maybe that's why the Bible says not only the sea creatures are going to die, but one-third of the Earth's ships are going to be destroyed. Makes total sense, folks. And again, we share with you some depictions on that, what this baby's going to look like. I really think that God's given us a birth pain view of this event with some of the recent events that we've seen, even with the Japan tsunami that happened not too long ago. And if you take a look at that, and we revisit some of that footage so you can get a sneak peek of what's coming, you see, folks, that if you saw that footage, and when it hit land, it was just gobbling up everything in its path. There was nowhere to run when that was coming to you. Even people in cars, you saw, okay, I can't outrun this thing. I'll hop in the car and get away. No, people were even getting sucked up as they were trying to escape in a car. It was just horrible carnage, okay? Folks, that's nothing. That's a burp. That's a little baby, teeny, tiny, tiny tsunami compared to the one that's going to be generated from this event, okay? It's just going to literally devastate one-third of the planet, not just a portion of the Japanese coastline. It's one-third of the planet is going to be devastated Okay, but that's still not all. The Bible also tells us another fearful event, another great sign in the heavens, the atmosphere you need to look out for. And that has to do with volcanoes, believe it or not. The Bible says there is going to be an increase, a massive increase, culminating up into, obviously, a great explosion of volcanoes across the planet. Now, this is what Revelation 6 says. And he says, I watched as he opened the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake. Well, what happened? Well, he said, the sun turned black like sackcloth, made a goat hair, and the whole moon turned blood red, and the stars in the sky fell to the earth as late figs drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. The sky receives like a scroll rolling up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Now, folks, that's a huge earthquake. Every mountain and island, and this is on a global scale, not just in America, not just over there in Japan and Tokyo, where you expect to have earthquakes, every mountain and island on the planet was removed from this place. Now, believe it or not, that's not the biggest one in the seven-year tribulation. This is towards the beginning. Wait till you see the one that the Bible talks about towards the end. That's where it says every city on the planet completely collapses. It's just it gets worse as you go. You don't want to be there. And so, but this one's pretty big, folks. Every mountain and island is removed from its place. And the text says, well, what was one of the side effects? The side effects was the sun turned black like sackcloth and the moon turned blood red. Or in other words, after this earthquake, the sun is going to become darkened and the moon's going to take on a reddish hue.
Hold the thought, Pastor Billy. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Desk.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting. Or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body. Follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
When you focus on doing one thing right, odds are you end up with something really right. At Ram, we only build trucks with legendary engines like the Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel. At a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats the Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. We may never be called a jack of all trades, but that's okay, because we're the masters of one. See for yourself at Ram Power Days. See your local Ram dealer today and get $7,700 in total values on the 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab during Ram Power Days. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include $3,200 Bighorn package discount and $4,500 cash allowance. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 10-1. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, and And certainly Pastor Billy has put everything he's telling you this morning into a series of DVDs. They're called The Final Countdown. Basically, we did this 4 or 5 years ago, and there were actually 10 DVDs in the set. And, of course, that was you put the 5 into each set, so you had 2 sets. Well, so far, as we're redoing this, why we're on the third set, there are 15 DVDs, and there'll probably be another 15 or 30 DVDs in the series, but we do have parts 1, 2, and 3 now in The Final Countdown, each with 5 DVDs. Fascinating listening, fascinating information, fascinating video footage that verifies everything that Pastor Billy is saying. Well, before we go on, Pastor Billy, do you want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry?
Yeah, sure. You can check us out at our main media website at getalifemedia.com. That's getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Or if you're in the Las Vegas area, you can stop by personally at Sunrise Baptist Church, and you can check out our website at sunriselv.com, sunriselv is in Las Vegas.com, or you can just search my name on the internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N, as in Nancy, E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
All right, very good. Well, you'll go right ahead with this story.
Well, you know, just to back up a little bit just with the video, I just want to let people know that, because some people say, well, is this the same study as you, well, it's the same title, but the study is massively larger. It's completely updated, new information, more information, and just to give you an idea, in fact, information that never even shared before. This is kind of like everything I wish I could ever say is being said in here and added. Much more video footage, much more evidence, but just to give you an idea, the one time in the past where we dealt with the one sign called The Rise of Falsehood, that was just one DVD. To finish that up recently, just to deal with that one topic, the rise of falsehood, it took 7 DVDs, as opposed to 1. There's that much more information, so I just encourage you might want to check it out, as well as its current information. So, but anyway, but the Bible says, Jesus saying, how do you know it's getting close? Well, he talks about, you better pay attention to the signs in the sky. There's fearful events and great signs from the heavens or atmosphere, and that's exactly what's going on. We see this increase of weird solar activity, the imminency of an asteroid impact, but also volcanic activity. And that's what the Bible says clearly in Revelation is going to happen. The sun's going to get heated up and scorch people. An asteroid is going to plunge into the planet, specifically into the ocean. And there's going to be an increase of volcanic activity. And the Bible says that when this great earthquake goes off in Revelation chapter 6, that it's going to have a side effect. And it says there that the sun's going to turn black like sackcloth, and the moon's going to turn blood red. Now, in other words, obviously that means that the sun's going to become darkened during the daytime, and the night is going to take on a different hue at night. Okay, and you think, well, that's a figurative passage. No, it's not. Thanks to the for the first time in mankind's history, the modern science of seismology, we know that this passage needs to be taken literally because it fits the perfect description of an after effect of an earthquake called a volcanic eruption. Oftentimes when an earthquake goes off, it triggers that, but it also can trigger off volcanic activity. Okay, and that's caused because when a volcano goes off, as we know, it spews forth what? Massive tons of volcanic ash, and it goes into the air, and so guess what it does? We know this. This is common sense now. It darkens the sunlight, and almost like something's covering it, like maybe sackcloth, you know. And at night, the moon takes on a different color. So, gee, where have I heard that before? It fits the text perfectly. So once again, that's the issue. That's during the 7-year tribulation. This one's more towards the beginning. And so it's like, well, do we see any signs that volcanoes are increasing across the planet, letting us know that we're getting closer to this big one going off in the 7-year tribulation? Yes. Okay, and again, if you've been paying attention to the news, folks, the evidence has been there the whole time. Okay? It's just if you don't understand what the Bible says is coming down the pike, you're not going to get the significance of it. You're going to say, oh, hey, wow, okay, volcano's going off in Ecuador. Woo! Pass the chips. Is the game on yet? You know, we're not going to get it. And so you need to understand, no. These are signs. You can turn on your television and see so many signs that Bible prophecy is coming alive and it's getting close. But that's what we see. There's volcanoes, folks, not just going off. Volcanoes are going off all over the world, and it's on the increase. Okay, there's the recent ones that they've shown us in Iceland and Costa Rica and Ecuador. Okay, but folks, that's the tip of the iceberg. It's almost like the earthquake thing that I've noticed. I remember back in the day, it wasn't that long ago, not only do we see a clear increase of earthquakes, but they're getting bigger, which is, again, is what the biblical text says. But people, it's like, if it was a 6.0, man, that was big news. I mean, that was big news. It was reported. Hey, 6.0 is nothing now. And then there's so many earthquakes, folks, going off all around the world that they don't report it because it would probably be redundant. And you know, because it, you know, like every day we watch for the weather, the weatherman, hey, if they were honest with the amount of earthquakes that are going on in the world, they should have a daily earthquake update and tell you all the places around the world that are having constant earthquakes, even in the United States. Okay, but they don't do that. And it's the same thing with volcanoes. It's like we only hear like the big one. You know, whatever. But folks, they don't tell you that volcanoes, even as you're listening to this broadcast, are going off right now all over the planet. Okay, that's how bad it is. Okay, there's one, they're going off right now in Europe, in Africa, Central America, the Caribbean, the Pacific Islands, Indonesia, Japan, South America, Philippines, even in Antarctica, volcanoes are going off right now. And one of the big ones that is getting ready to go off, and the experts are even saying it's going to happen, folks, is right here in America. And this is important because I think Bible prophecy is really starting to hit home here in the West, Dr. Monteith. Because for many years, you know, we'll look at the signs, the classic ones, like, you know, the rise of, especially the famine one, the rise of famine. You know, we'll say, oh, yeah, famine's, that's pretty bad. I saw that special with Sally Struthers over there in Africa, and that's pretty bad over there. And we act like we're in this cocoon, this protective cocoon that, oh, but it can't be that bad because we see no signs of that in the United States. Well, we do now. Okay, and then even with this volcano activity, which, oh, well, hey, in the United States, we're safe. You know, yeah, that's too bad for Ecuador and South America and some of the places over in Europe, and too bad for all those people that live in Antarctica, all three of them or however many are there. But hey, we're safe here in our cocoon in America. No, we're not. Folks, one of the biggest ones on the planet is right here in the United States. It's called the Yellowstone Caldera. It's not a volcano. It's a super volcano, okay? And when that baby goes off, we're toast. Okay, and I'm not saying that the experts are. Let me, this direct quote, we share this with you. They said, when that thing goes off, folks, the Yellowstone Caldera, they said it's going to explode with a force of 1,000 times more powerful than Mount St. Helens. Okay, that thing, if you remember the footage back in 1980, I believe, it blew off the side of the mountain, spread ash all over the place across the United States and around, entering into the atmosphere. Just devastated for miles and miles around, everything, the loss of life. It was just phenomenal. Now, this thing's going to be, can you imagine 1,000 Mount St. Helens going off all at the same time? Well, that's how big this baby is, folks. They're saying it's 1,000 times more powerful than Mount St. Helens and spewing forth and lava and ash into the sky. Listen, that would fan out and dump a layer of toxic air and ash 10 feet deep up to 1,000 miles away. Listen, turning two-thirds of the United States into an uninhabitable wasteland, forcing millions to flee. Okay? Gee, that sounds kind of like a horrible thing that Revelation chapter 6 is talking about. Yeah, and that's just one of them, folks. What you need to realize, what's interesting, is as horrible as that is, taking two-thirds of the United States out, just that one volcano, it's nothing compared thought to what's coming. Really, there's going to be volcanoes across the planet going off. It's going to devastate the Earth.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Mitt Romney on turning Colorado's economy around.
This president can ask us to be patient. This president can tell us it was someone else's fault. But this president cannot tell us that you're better off today than when he took office.
Colorado is not better off under President Obama. Obama's excessive government regulations are crushing job creators. Thousands of jobs have been lost. Thousands more are threatened. Obamacare, his war on coal, natural gas and oil, and the failed stimulus have hurt Colorado. Colorado is a state of business builders, but under Obama, businesses are afraid to locate here. We need an environment where entrepreneurs can flourish. The Romney Plan for Colorado? Mitt Romney will repeal Obamacare, eliminate excessive regulations, foster innovation, and create over 200,000 new jobs for Colorado.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President, Inc.
Well, Dr. Man, here our guest this morning is Pastor Billy Crone, and we're talking about things that could happen to America, and people say, well, that'll never happen to America, and I would like to ask, why not? America has turned against God. America has rejected God. Our Christians sit back. When was the last time you heard a Christian leader speak out against torture? Oh, we were offended when the North Koreans tortured our prisoners. If we go around the world kidnapping people and taking them into other countries to be tortured, and think about their screams, ladies and gentlemen, think about their screams. And where is the Christian church speaking out against torture and wars and all of the things that are going on today? And we're just too busy living the good life to be concerned. And I believe God is going to bring terrible judgment on America. Go right ahead, Pastor Crone.
Man, that's, you're getting into my sermon this Sunday, Dr. Monteith, on the rise of wickedness. And man, we have just, we've just gone full blown hedonism. And, I give a list, Lord, on this Sunday of just all, just how wicked, even America we have gotten.
We've just finished watching the third in your series of DVD packets. Have you got four out yet? The final countdown?
This Sunday, and then the following Sunday, that one will finish up volume four. So we're getting close
to
that. It's getting extremely bad. And as one guy said, hey, if God doesn't judge America, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. And you need to understand, though, guys, that God is not in the apology-making business. Okay? Unless we repent and turn around, folks, we are headed for major problems here in the United States. We can't even believe. And, you know, and part of it, I've said for many years, Dr. Monteith, we don't need revival in America. We need revival in the American church. The church, biblically, is to be the salt and the light. We're supposed to be the examples. But we've gotten so worldly. And as you said, Dr. Monteith, we're so apathetic. We don't care. People, even the church, are more concerned about the economy than eternity. We say that we worship God, but we worship things. We worship money. We worship ourselves. We act and speak and behave just like the world, and we act like there's never going to be any ramifications. There are. The good news is, if we can repent, the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 7:14, that at least there's an opportunity, turn from our wicked ways, that God could heal our land. Maybe he's got one last revival up his sleeve. I don't know. I sure hope so. But I tell you what, it ain't going to start with just political endeavors, and it's not going to start with the world. It has to start with the church. And we're fooling ourselves and thinking that something's going to change in our country unless we change. We have to change as the church. And as long as we sit there and we're more concerned about, oh, who cares, as you said, about the persecution, that's a whole other sign we haven't gotten to yet across the world with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, the atrocities with the government, and just sitting there. All it takes for evil to triumph is for good men, dare I say even Christian men, to do nothing and sit there and rot in front of a television set instead of getting active in your community, in the government. Do something while we still have freedom. All it takes for this stuff to continue on is for us to do nothing. Okay, and that's what's happening. And I'm telling you, the worse it gets, folks, we're playing with fire, and the judgment of God is going to fall. And which is a whole other issue. We're talking about this volcano going off here in the United States, the Yellowstone Caldera, which the experts are saying is going to knock out 2/3 of the United States. you know, many people, kind of as a side note, they wonder, where's America in Bible prophecy? Where's America? And they try to tweak texts. In my opinion, I disagree with that. Well, the eagle symbolizes it. No. I don't really think that maybe America, at least as we know it, is even mentioned in Bible prophecy. And I think you have to do a disservice and injustice to the text to try to say it is. Because I think two things are a possibility. Number one, America, as we know, probably won't exist in the seven-year tribulation, because what's going to happen is America is probably going to get swallowed up into a collaboration of nations. America might become a new union, like the European Union, with Canada and Mexico, and there's been much talk about that, as much as people want to scoff, and they're still talking about it, even the current president. And so America, as we know it, may not be America. We might be a union. And we know that's going to come down the pike, because the Bible says that the world's going to be split up into 10 different kingdoms. Okay? And that in the 7-year tribulation, those kings of those kingdoms are going to give their power over to the Antichrist so he can rule the world. And so the Bible's going to be split up into 10 chunks. I think America's going to get swallowed up in that. And even if you don't want to look at that, folks, when this baby goes off, the Yellowstone caldera, 2/3 of the United States gone. 2/3 is gone. So is it any surprise that America probably most likely is not even mentioned as a topic in America? Folks, something's going to happen. It's going to change. Everything's going to change. The days are over. They get all fearful. I'm going to run to the hills, and you can't run. What they're establishing, folks, upon us, and the Big Brothers, is you can't run. I much rather would do what has always been the plan of the church, and that is to advance. We don't need people to quit. We don't need people to give up. This is not a time to get apathetic. It's a time to stand up, speak up, and do something while you can. I had a drill in my head from my instructor from seminary, Dr. Couch. And he said, hey, listen, the apostasy's coming, the world's getting worse, but what do? You stand there as a Christian, and if we're going down, he said, you need to go down swinging with one arm and holding the Bible in the other. But this is no time to quit and back down, and certainly no time to get worldly and start acting like the church, or like the world. Excuse me? No wonder judgment's coming. But the Bible says this caldera, the Yellowstone caldera, that's just one of them, folks. Okay, when this earthquake goes off in Revelation chapter 6, according to modern seismology, and we share with you the actual map, boy, this opened my eyes, from the USGS, and we show it to you on the video, you can see it with your own eyes. When this earthquake goes off, that it says here in the text, causes every mountain and island to be removed from this place, there's going to be so many volcanoes going off the planet, we can't even dream. Yellowstone might just be one of a multitude of volcanoes, let alone super volcanoes, going off all at the same time. And the reason why we say that with confidence is we show you the map from the USGS, and it shows all the tectonic plates around the planet and where the Earth is all cracked up and all these fault lines that are, you know, where the earthquakes are taking place. Well, if you take a look at that map, they've also superimposed on the same map with the plate tectonics the active volcanoes across the planet. And if you take a look at that map and you put two and two together, it's pretty freaky, folks, because all along these fault lines, all over the planet, okay, where the earthquakes are, on top of them, just literally lined up, is dot after dot after dot after dot after dot after dot after dot of active volcanoes going off, which means put two and two together. When an earthquake happens so bad that not just one little fault line is adjusted, but every single fault line on the planet is removed from its place, what's it going to trigger? It's going to trigger off most likely every one of those volcanoes, and we are headed for Armageddon.
We're headed out of time, Pastor Billy. We'll look forward to talking again next month. God bless. Thanks so much.
God bless.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners who've supported us throughout the years and helped keep the radio stations going. I've had the chance to meet many of you face-to-face and enjoyed every minute of it. For 2 decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another 2. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here. I hope you enjoy Pass the Throne. If the citizens are pleasant, there are going to be catastrophic changes here, ladies and gentlemen. But I believe it's true. I believe the America we've known is not coming back again. And unfortunately, the average American doesn't understand that we live in a subjective world, but there is a spiritual world out there. We live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. Well, if you'd like to get Pastor Billy's DVDs, they're excellent. We certainly enjoy them. Barbara and I sit in the evenings after we finish our evening program and watch them. And certainly he has a lot of video footage there that verify everything he's saying. We have parts one, part two, part three, each one with five DVDs in it. And if you'd like to get them, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Part one, part two, part three, and each one with five DVDs in it. And hopefully we'll probably have a 10 or 20 of these sets before we're done. Under any circumstances, we believe the information is vitally important for you to make your preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. The most important thing you can do is have a personal relationship with our Lord, because that's the only thing that's going to sustain any of us. Now, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we want to point out that we're having an all-day seminar on the 21st of October, if you can possibly come. Why do? We're bringing in speakers from across the country. Is going to be here at the Aptos ECA Golf Course in the here in the Central Coast of California. I do know we have some people coming from Colorado. They come on a yearly basis, and they find it's fascinating. And if you can come and bring your family, it'll be an amazing time. We're bringing in amazing speakers. That is the all-day annual Radio Liberty Seminar, October 21st. And at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course begins at 8:15 in the morning. We go through to 6 in the evening. We serve lunch, so you have to have reservations. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we want to point out that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us financially, we could certainly use your help and support at this time, because we want to keep our stations, our network of stations, where people all across America are hearing the truth. And in those areas, I would point out that it has an effect. I know here in California, in our county, one of the most liberal counties in the entire state, and yet we had the highest percentage of votes for Ron Paul of anywhere in the state. We had 20% of the Republican vote for Ron Paul, whereas most of the state was 8%. And it's simply the influence of my station and another station here, people hearing the truth. And in areas where they do hear the truth, people respond. So and remember, our number is 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You may have a product that you'd like to advertise with us. You can buy our products. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or heard my talks on the dark secret or the forbidden secret that come with the syllabuses, heard my explanation of how they're destroying the lives of our children intentionally with vaccinations and killing off the elderly over their flu vaccines that contain mercury in them, and they know how it's, what the effect is on the elderly, and yet they're poisoning them to get rid of them. You need to get my talk on the specter haunting America. On water fluoridation, you want to get the hidden agenda and get the syllabus. My number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Ladies, this is Dani Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any